Rovaniemi is certainly an out-of-the-way area. It's hundreds of kilometers from the most Scandinavia's well-known cities. But despite this, tourism is booming in the far north. Despite austerity and financial crisis elsewhere in Europe, over 500,000 people come to the city, the capital of Lapland, every year, with over half of that number of tourists from outside Finland. The city has perfectly played up its isolation by making itself a family and ecologic destination, a spot offering an exotic experience at Europe's front door. Russians make up 16% of all foreign visitors, but as Katja Aikohemo-Lankinen, the director of Santa Park, explains, the countries under austerity are turning up in big numbers too.
Within UK, we were actually expecting there's going to be less, but there's actually been an increase within UK market. Russia market is big. We expected that Spanish market is going to be down, but perhaps they come looking for that special feeling and that special magic of Christmas. And we've got an increase on Spanish customers as well.
Just 40 kilometers from Rovaniemi, tourists can visit the most northern zoo in the world at the Ranua Wildlife Park. Polar bears, wolves, and reindeer can be seen up close. A trek through the park to see the animals at sub-zero temperatures seems to be a real threat for southern Europeans. Margrethe Boron, an exchange student from France, is dazzled by this alien environment.
It's amazing. First of all, in France, it's impossible to have that sort of cold. So much snow everywhere, it's really amazing. And all the lake who are like with ice, you can stamp on it. The Yuski Safari, the snowmobile, all those things, it's made Christmas becoming fairy.
The Arctic Snow Hotel in Senet, Finland, about an hour drive from Rovaniemi, has saunas where one can go in completely dressed rather than naked or wrapped in a towel. The sauna is made up entirely of ice and snow. The hotel owner, Veli Haveko, claims it is the only snow sauna in Finland.
I just want to make something very unique, and to make cold and hot together, the combination, it's amazing.
Most tourists to this exotic venue will want to take a memento home with them to remember the trip. But much of what is on hand is just the trinkets. At Tenkoro Jewelers in Rovaniemi, Juha Jenger makes rings, amulets, brooches, and earrings with locally sourced gold and silver. His designs reflect the use of animal pictograms found in Lapish ancient shamanistic beliefs.
Stories. Stories is most important thing. All the things we are doing, they are all pictures for the stories. All the shaman drum stories, all the traditional Lapis models all have very, very, very good and old stories.
Local restaurants also offer a variety of regional delicacies. In downtown Rovaniemi, a popular restaurant, Nelly, offers a menu entirely made of Lapish traditional foods like reindeer, salmon, traditional cheeses, and berries. The restaurant has a full service every night of the year, high season and low, from 5 o'clock in the evening to 11 at night. Business has been kind to this faraway place, and Finland hopes tourists will continue to flock there, if for no other reasons than to say that they, like earlier adventurers, have been to the Arctic Circle and beyond. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.